Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Truss Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80 foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SOIP available. Deliver to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on U.S. Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Barry Bussing, Bussing Construction in Axtell offers dozer construction and all types of soil conservation work, including terraces and water aid. Remember, conservation is the key to our future, and it all starts with you. Contact Barry Bussing and see how he can help you. Call Barry today at 736-2833. For conservation work, Barry Bussing Construction of Axtell, Kansas. Phone 736-2833.
And welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, your season comes to a close after falling to Hanover 52-6. What were some of the reasons for that loss?
Well, you know, Hanover's just a great physical team, and for lack of better words, I thought Hanover had a mismatch on us in several locations. They did a great job of exploiting some of our weaknesses, and we missed some tackles. Of course, that would have made a drastic difference on, you know, some of their big plays, but you know, I'm proud of the way our kids played, and, you know, it was a great season for us.
You finished that season with a 7-3 record. Obviously not how you wanted it to end, but what were some of the positives you take away from this year?
Well, you know, fortunate enough to play every game of the year. You know, there's a lot of teams that didn't play 3 or 4 games. You know, I was proud of the way our kids kind of kept their nose clean and didn't have to deal with the COVID deal too much. You know, on top of that, I was proud of the way our kids performed in the Thunder Ridge game. You know, we were down 20 points with 3 minutes to go and won that ball game in order to extend our season another week. You know, I'm proud of the way our kids come in through all summer long and lifted weights, come in practice and give it their all and show it all on the football field as well.
Now for the way too early look at next year, what do you have coming back and what will be some of the off-season goals?
Well, you know, we lose 6 seniors, which is a pretty big class for us, but, you know, we still return Isaac, our quarterback. We started 2 freshmen online this year at times, a freshman and a sophomore as well. So they're returning, you know, probably 2/3 of our line. And so we got a good core coming back, that's for sure. And, you know, we got a good 8th grade class that's coming in, a bunch of athletic kids that, you know, went undefeated in the junior high program. We're looking forward to make playoffs. That's obviously our goal, but I think that's our goal every year. But, you know, first and foremost, we got to put the time in to, you know, take every week by week and just make the playoffs at first.
We're speaking with Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, thanks for talking to me throughout the season and look forward to talking to you next year.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Ben, and thanks for everything you guys do for us.
That's Axtell Eagle head football coach Eric Detweiler here on KNDY.
Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Truss Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.